was that this nonlinear alternative to quantum mechanics turned out to have purely theoretical internal difficulties. For one thing, I could not find any way to extend the nonlinear version of quantum mechanics to theories based on Einstein's special theory of relativity. Then, after my work was published, both N. Gissen in Geneva and my colleague Joseph Pulchinski at the University of Texas independently pointed out that in the Einstein-Podolsky-Rosen thought experiment mentioned by Tiny Tim, the nonlinearities of the generalized theory could be used to send signals instantaneously over large distances, a result forbidden by special relativity. At least for the present, I had given up on the problem. I simply do not know how to change quantum mechanics by a small amount without wrecking it altogether. This theoretical failure to find a plausible alternative to quantum mechanics, even more than the precise experimental verification of linearity, suggests to me that quantum mechanics is the way it is because any small change in quantum mechanics would lead to logical absurdities. If this is true, quantum mechanics may be a permanent part of physics. Indeed, quantum mechanics may survive not merely as an approximation to a deeper truth, in the way that Newton's theory of gravitation survives as an approximation to Einstein's general theory of relativity, but as a precisely valid feature of the final theory. Chapter 5. Tales of Theory and Experiment. As we grow older, the world becomes stranger, the pattern more complicated, of dead and living. Not the intense moment, isolated, with no before and after, but a lifetime burning in every moment. T.S. Eliot, East Coker. I now want to tell three stories about advances in 20th century physics. A curious fact emerges in these tales. Time and again, physicists have been guided by their sense of beauty, not only in developing new theories, but even in judging the validity of physical theories once they are developed. It seems that we are learning how to anticipate the beauty of nature at its most fundamental level. Nothing could be more encouraging that we are actually moving toward the discovery of nature's final laws. My first tale has to do with the general theory of relativity, Einstein's theory of gravitation. Einstein developed this theory in the years 1907 to 1915, and presented it to the world in a series of papers in 1915 to 16. Very briefly, in place of Newton's picture of gravitation as an attraction between all massive bodies, general relativity describes gravitation as an effect of the curvature of space-time, produced by both matter and energy.